No! No! Son, shut up. No, you what? And then why? Son, shut up. All right, welcome everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman, man. Look at you.
Timmy, man. Look at you, man. I said it.
All right, gang. This is a very special edition of What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say?
Right. Normally, we do it on Thursday, but of course, tomorrow night and Friday night, we'll be live backstage at the Grammys.
Yeah.
So tonight, Wednesday night, we do What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? Because we wouldn't want you to go all week without your fix.
And for everybody who wins tonight, you're going to get a pair of tickets to Danny Bonaducci's stand-up comedy show at the Ontario Improv Friday from 8 to 10 p.m.
He does 2 hours of stand-up? Or the show's 2 hours and he does 20 minutes?
I thought he only did an hour.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't he do 2 to 3?
How long does he do on stage? Do we know?
Yeah.
Danny?
There's going to be a warm-up.
A warm-up?
A warm-up?
And then he'll do the final.
And then he'll do the final. All right.
Stay tuned for the abortion of comedy.
Thank you very much.
You're not kidding.
You got to be 21 and older. 21 and over only. Go to improv.com for all the details.
Right, because he does some racy material you want to be.
I wonder what he opens with.
Probably something related to him being a child star in the Partridge Family.
Is that right?
Probably starts there. If he starts chronologically, he would start with, you know, being a child star and then growing up and being on the radio until present day where he's heard on Free FM.
There you go. All right, Ontario Improv, so get on out there. All right, gang, what the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Here are your clips you're going to hear tonight. If you'd like to play along, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Here's your clips.
And then say he the... From the pen and London, you get in the mood that HBCU deans that.
Wow. What the hell?
HBCU deans that.
Eat along. No one's going to Danny. No one's going to win these tickets.
Live on the stress and rob legally in his name. Revive the band. And young men, you don't. The satiriversion, and I agree. Because you got raped. Let's fight the rapist. 110,000 blacks arrested the last 6 years. Leg us alive. She be expect the guy turn out of jail.
Get along.
Wow. She be expect the guy turn out of jail. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, who have been violated.
Hey, Jerry, is this one backwards or is this forwards?
No, this
she
is.
She be expect the guy turn out of jail.
It's forwards. Wow. That's forwards, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Walder and Frosor say somebody went up beyond the harvest. When Emmett Till was killed, we expected it was wrong.
Redlining,
the profiling, so.
Some of what?
He talked about Ed Till again.
When Emmett Till was killed, we expected it was wrong. Let Aretha Dr. King's gravesite one day. You in a hole? Are you looking for a rope or a shovel? Bill Cosby on that occasion. You can't get money from the bank, you go and get some money.
Jesus Christ.
Unbelievable.
You can't get money from the bank, you go and get some money.
Wow. All right. All right, the very first clip for your enjoyment. 520-9710. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
And then say he the... And then say he the...
Oh, babo.
And then say he the... And then say he the...
Oh, man. No one's going to get this.
It's real hard, especially for a first clip. It's real challenging.
Andy and Upland, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
And then say he the...
What do you got?
Andy?
I can't hear that, dude.
I don't hear him either.
I don't hear him. Hey, Jerry, we can't hear the callers. I know it's not a
There's
problem.
Nobody's on. There's nobody potted up.
Nobody,
right now.
I can hear somebody in the background. All right, let's try Horatio in Westwood. You're on 97.1.
And then say he the...
You there, dude? Now, see, yeah, I, see, Jerry, I can barely hear it in the headphones.
Let me troubleshoot this real quick.
No, oh, let me troubleshoot this.
Troubleshoot this. Mm-hmm. I'd like to shoot you.
You notice what the you notice what the first response always is?
Wait, try it now?
It doesn't exist.
Right. The first response is always, no, it's a fantasy
of yours.
Because,
well, it's not a fan. I never said that.
All right. Hold on one second.
Try it again.
Horatio, you there? Let's see, I can barely hear him in the headphones.
No, try the other phone on the receiver, buddy. Put the receiver.
Oh, yeah, that's,
all right,
that's
hold on. All right, let's try that. All right, maybe it's my phone. John in Pasadena, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
And then
All right, John, you there?
Yeah,
hey, there you go.
Tim, I believe I troubleshooted that.
I think you did.
I believe I troubleshot it.
The phone was off the hook.
I mean, of all the people in this room who you think might be together, have it together enough to actually fix a problem.
Yeah, you should go for work with Make It Work. Drive one of those little red cars around.
Drive one of their Mini Coopers.
Now, can you imagine you doing that?
No, I couldn't. I don't know enough.
You show up at the guy's house. You're sweating.
Schwitzing.
You know, you got a pizza in one hand. You got your bag of tricks in the other hand. And the guy goes, yeah, I'm having a problem with my computer. You're like, oh.
Oh, God, who isn't? I'd say, who isn't? And where is it?
And they just stare at it.
I'd schlep in there and look at it. I'd you know, the first thing I'd do is I'd say, God, I hope he has a printer because I could put the pizza box on the printer while I work on the, you know, while I work on the tower, man, if it's a PC.
All right, let's go with John. Sorry about that. John in Pasadena, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
And then the
heathen. All right, you there, dude?
And then the heathen.
You know what? It's not it, but we have no idea what it is.
Put your hand together. Put your hand
so
together.
So you are a winner, young man. And where are you calling from? Pasadena? Fairly close to Ontario. So get out there and see Danny Bonaducci Friday, 8 to 10 p.m.
Look at that, man.
All right. It says here, and then he did. I'm not sure that's it either.
Yeah, I don't think that's correct.
And then the heater.
I thought it was, and then the heater.
And then the heater.
I thought it was then fajita, like he was at El Torito ordering fajitas.
I see.
And then fajita.
Right, so he was going to have maybe quesadillas.
And?
Then.
And then fajita.
And then the
fajita.
And then
fajita.
Right.
Fajita it
so
up.
Maybe he'd have like a margarita, some quesadillas, maybe some chips.
And then fajita.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, next clip. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
From the pain and lender, you get in the mold debt.
What?
Mm.
From the pain and lender, you get in the mold debt.
Wow.
Mm. From the pain and lender, you get in the mold debt.
Holy smokes. Seems to be worked up over this clip, too.
He really is.
From the pain and lender, you get in the mold debt.
John and Colton, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
From the pain and lender, you get in the mold debt.
I have no idea.
Oh, all right. Well, no shame in that, young man.
He's an honest guy.
Brian and Compton, you're on 97.1.
From the pain and lender, you get in the mold debt.
One more time?
No!
Yeah, we don't really do that, because then we do that all night, and the game gets too frustrating for everybody. But call us back. Jake and Orange, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
From the pain and lender, you get in the mold debt.
And then the show sucks.
Yes! Wait, now, wait. Hold on one sec. Okay, you can't use the F word, dude.
But he thinks it's when the show sucks.
Yeah, I don't get
that. Well, play it closely. Listen.
From the pain and lender, you get in the mold debt.
I don't think that's it.
I don't think that's it. Not this time. In the past, I think he has said that.
It might be right, but it's not what he's saying, all right? Let's talk to Craig in Huntington Beach. Craig, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
From the pain and lender, you get in the mold debt.
Hey, I was saying what's up, guys. I missed it, but I'm not going to ask you to say it again. I think it's from the pain in them, you get into more debt.
Sorry, young man.
Guy's getting close.
Didn't work out for you.
From the pain and lender, you get in the mold debt.
Danny in Redlands, you're on 97.1.
From the pain and lender, you get in the mold debt.
From the payday lender, you get into more debt.
Ooh, wait a minute. I think you're onto something, dude.
From the pain and lender, you get in the mold debt.
I think that might be it.
It could be, but I think it's not. But I'll follow your lead on this.
I don't know. Wait a minute.
From the pain and lender, you get in the mold debt. From the pain and lender, you get in the mold debt.
No, I don't think it's right.
Right.
No,
but
yeah, I think you're onto something there, Danny, but I don't think it's correct.
But if it's any consolation, the word that it actually is, he really butchers.
Yes, exactly. John and Diamond Bar, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
From the pain and lender, you get in the mold debt.
From the amendment, you get in more debt.
No, sorry, man. Chris in West L.A., you're on 97.1.
When the pain in Linda, you get in the more debt.
When the penis is, you get in the more debt.
Wow, you said penis. That's funny, dude.
Do you want to hang up or you want us to hang up on you?
Yeah, hang up on me.
How about you hang up?
Nah.
No, do it, dude. You said penis. You're an
idiot.
Shut
up, women. You depressed fat ass.
You're an idiot.
You deserve to hang up on yourself.
You, after that, I mean, to call and just say penis, thinking we're going to laugh at the very mention of the word penis, hang up on yourself and don't call me a depressed fat ass, you stupid J-off.
Your mother.
All right. Sensational argument. You guys really went at each other there.
Well, he called me a depressed fat ass. I have to defend myself. By the way, this is 2008. You call a radio station penis. That's still funny?
I don't know. All right, let's talk to, how about Brandon in Oxnard? Brandon, you're on 97.1.
From the pain in Linda, you get in the mold, debt.
Hey, boys. Oh, hey. Wow. From the pain from Linda, you get into more debt?
No, sorry, dude.
Linda.
Tyler in San Diego, you're on 97.1.
From the pain in Linda, you get into more debt.
I think in the pain redundant, you get into more debt.
No. But where are you in San Diego? Are you listening on the station or online?
We're actually on our way down to San Diego right now.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Tim, are we almost at that point where we've gone through a whole bank of calls?
Two more calls and we're done.
All right.
Chris in Granada Hills, you're on 97.1.
From the pain in Linda, you get in the more debt.
I have no idea. From the payment, right. And then you get into more debt?
No. You're correct the first time. You have no idea. Scott in Burbank, you're on 97.1.
From the pain in Linda, you get in the more debt.
When the bank ain't lending, you get into more debt?
No, that's not
Someone
it.
Shut up.
Here it is, gang. From the premium lender, you get into more debt.
Congratulations, Tim.
Give it up.
Doesn't make sense, but I guess, I don't know, he's onto something. I don't know.
From the pain in Linda, you get into more debt.
You got it, Tim.
All right. Congratulations. So I'm going to Danny Bonaducci's
Yeah,
act.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. What did I win?
You win a pair of tickets for you, probably, and your lovely wife, Jennifer.
Oh, good.
To Danny Bonaducci's stand-up comedy show at the Ontario Improv.
All right.
It's Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m.
I love comedy.
21 and over only, so, you know.
I'm in love with comedy.
I know you are. Go to improv.com for all the details. Don't miss Danny Bonaducci's stand-up comedy show. I know you'll be there, probably in the front row.
You betcha.
By the way, if you don't want to be picked on, don't sit in the front row, because usually the guys in the front row, Danny, you know, has some fun with the guys in the front row.
Yeah, so then he'll lift me up and throw me over his shoulder and I'll bust up my teeth.
Right, if you neep him.
Right.
Yeah, so I would recommend you sit in the back with your wife.
All right, what the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Here's your next clip.
HBCU deans that. HBCU deans that.
Wow.
HBCU deans that. HBCU deans that.
I think it's the name of a school, right?
I'm not sure.
I think it is.
I can't. I can't answer with any credibility on that.
I think it's a school. David in Laguna Hills, you're on 97.1.
HBCU deans that.
Yeah, I forfeit.
All right, there you go.
The term is tap out, sir.
All right, Horatio's back in Westwood. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
HBCU deans that.
Gentlemen, I believe it's HBCU deans that.
Deans there, but you got it. Put your hands together. HBCU deans there.
Jerry says yes.
Thanks for calling back, though. Sorry,
gentlemen,
to hang up on you. Hold on one sec. You got tickets to Danny Bonaducci's stand-up comedy show at the Ontario Improv Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. I think HBCU is a college. Isn't that right, Jerry? HBCU? Is that right?
Yeah, it's actually Highbrow Columbus University.
Mm-hmm. Check it. Yes.
Right. I tell you, those groundlings classes are paying off.
It's the best money I've ever spent. I spent money to send Jerry to improv classes, and he's really kicking ass.
I mean, Tim, do you think 6 months ago he would have come up with Highbrow Columbia University?
No.
Columbus, Brian.
Columbus University. All right. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say here?
By the way, the school is called Columbia. Just so you make a note of that.
All right, here we go.
Dip on the stress and the rob legally. Dip on the stress and the rob legally. Dip on the stress and the rob legally.
Wow.
Got it.
This is a beauty.
Dip on the stress and the rob legally.
Mario in Los Angeles. This is your puzzle to figure out. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Dip on the stress and the rob legally.
Zip under frick and to rob legally.
Ah. What you said.
What in the world? Zip on the frick?
William in Norwalk, you're on 97.1.
Zip on the frick and to rob legally.
I tap out.
All right. All right, well, there you go.
There's honor in that.
Jim in Burbank, you're up next.
Zip on the frick and to rob legally.
Live on the safe and rob legally?
Live where?
Live on the safe and rob legally?
Live on the safe and rob legally. I don't think that's
shut up.
That is it.
Incorrect.
Live on the thrift and the rob legally.
Mike and Diamond Bar, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Live on the thrift and the rob legally.
Women look like a penis.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Jeff in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Live on the thrift and the rob legally.
Zip on the strip and rob legally?
Ah, not it.
What is with zip on the strip and what?
It's a little crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, why is everybody saying, you know, is zip on the strip or...
I don't know.
Why? It doesn't even... to me, it doesn't even sound like that.
Rebecca and Downey, you're on 97.1.
Zip on the strip and the rob legally.
Maybe it does sound like that.
Live on the strip and rob legally?
Ooh, you have everything except strip is wrong.
Yeah. So take strip out.
And replace it. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Live on the strip and the rob legally.
Where do the homeless live?
We're now replacing strip with?
Where do the homeless? What is it?
Street.
Yeah, you got it, baby. All right. And Rebecca, you're going to the Danny Bonaducci show.
Awesome.
All right. And by the way, love the energy.
Oh, thank you.
You know, is it Rebecca?
Yes.
Really, next time, let's really try to get the energy up a bit, okay? I mean, you know, you might not be Danny Bonaducci's biggest fan. I mean, I'm not. But let's get the energy really going for this, okay? Or, you know, we could just send you some Snooki's cookies and, you know, you won't have to go anywhere. You don't have to leave the house. I mean, you sound real low energy. So, I mean, what's your choice? I mean, Snooki's cookies, staying home, or Danny Bonaducci and get dressed and leave the house for the night.
Come on, Rebecca, please. All right. She's only in the air for, you know, 2 minutes.
Well, but
energy.
But Rick wants some energy.
Yes, he does. I want some.
Rick wants energy out of his contest winners.
All right. Here's the next clip. By the way, live on the streets and rob legally.
That's
live on the streets and rob legally.
Yeah, live on the streets and rob legally.
However, streets, to many contestants, sounded a lot like strip.
Live on the streets and rob legally.
Yeah, to me too. All right, let's talk to... Dan in Santa Monica, you're up next here, buddy. Here's a clip a couple of times.
In his name, revive the band.
That's
in
easy.
In his name, revive the band. In his name, revive the band.
All right, Dan in Santa Monica, you're on 97.1.
In his name, revive the band.
In his name, revive the damn.
The what?
In his name, revive the van.
The van?
The van?
The band, B-A-N?
Or band, B-A-N-D, or van, V-A-N?
I think B-A-N-D is appropriate.
There you go. All right, congratulations.
Put your hand together.
Got it.
Yes.
Oh, God. Look
at you, man. All right, and Santa Monica, right down the street from... the Ontario Improv, so you'll enjoy that.
Right, for Danny Bonaducci's big Saturday night show.
And the nice thing about it, it's Friday, there won't be any traffic. You'll be able to go from Santa Monica to Ontario in probably 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, is he doing a show Friday and Saturday?
I don't know.
Yeah, because this one says Saturday.
Oh, that one says Saturday?
Wow, he's doing two nights.
Look at him out there, man, working his ass off.
I'll tell you, man.
Loves comedy. All right, here we go.
In his name, revive the band.
In his name, revive the band. There you go. All right, we're going to play this next clip for you a couple of times. And then we come back, we'll ask you what the hell Jesse Jackson is saying. And
What do you got there?
Are these the right rates? I got to do a live spot, and I just looked at the rates, and I didn't think they were wrong. I didn't think they could get this low.
Don't pay attention to those. Just read read the spot.
Wow. All
don't
right.
pay attention.
Jesus.
No, just...
All right, I got to do a live spot in about 30 seconds here, and this rate is unbelievably low.
Tim, Don't let it psych you out.
It is, though. I can't believe it's hello. I think it's a mistake.
It's not a mistake.
All right. It is 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Conway and Whitman involved in the middle of a What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say run here. And if you can get this next clip, you're going to go see Danny Bonaducci this weekend. It's the Conway and Whitman Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
And future broadcasters, get your tape recorders ready for a live read.
I can't believe these reads.
By Tim Conway Jr., which is coming up in just moments.
And young man, you don't. And young man, you don't.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. We're watching TV here, and we saw a definite sign that Mitt Romney's dropping out of the presidential race.
Yeah, he's driving.
No!
He's driving himself.
Man, you want to look unpresidential during a campaign. Why don't you just get in the driver's seat of a car?
Yeah. Hop behind that wheel, and suddenly any heir of the presidency
so long
leaves you.
Hey, look, the president's driving himself.
No, that's not the president.
You know who used to do that? Jimmy Carter. Would carry his own luggage.
Yeah, well, that was part of his whole thing.
Not presidential.
You know, it's funny. I was watching one of these cable channels, and they did this special about George Bush where they were showing him on his ranch. And on his ranch, he drives himself. He's got a Ford F-150.
Yeah, doesn't look presidential.
No, he just looks like some, like...
Looks like a redneck.
Hick who lives in Crawford who drives, on his ranch.
All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's the clip we left you with. I hope you guys took the commercial time, the commercial break, to get this clip.
Yeah, to really consider the clip.
Yeah, consider the clip and then call us and tell us what he's saying. And if you win, you're going to see Danny Bonaducci this weekend.
And young man, when you don't. And young man, when you don't. And young man, when you don't. And young man, when you don't.
Ryan in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
And young man, when you don't.
Hi, John and Jeff, I love you guys.
Thank you.
Young men, you don't?
I think that's it. And young men...
You don't?
Men, yeah. You don't.
I think the caller has it, yeah.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
How long have you been listening to John and Jeff?
John and Jeff? I don't like them. I like you guys.
You high, dude?
Yeah, you must be on something. What are you on?
Nothing.
What, pills or weed? Pills,
yeah,
weed?
Yeah, both.
Are you really?
Both. Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know why we say that?
I'm driving, too.
Okay.
Jeez.
All right, we'll let you get back to driving.
Wow.
Holy Christ. But you know what? He's not in the minority in Southern California.
I think you're right.
People on the freeway are on something.
Because
it's boring.
I mean, and wouldn't you think, I mean, and you and I, of course, you and I have been tireless advocates. You and I actually in the 80s were right there with Nancy Reagan when she kicked off the Just Say No campaign.
Well, listen, between you and I... We have spent more money on taxi cabs and limos and hitching a ride than anybody.
You're right.
Yeah.
We have.
We do not drink and drive.
We do not. But can you imagine...
That said.
That, having said that, you get up at 6 in the morning, you jump in the shower, you get out of the shower, you know, you get in the car, and you just know what's ahead of you. And you know it's just stopped bumper to bumper, even waiting to go get a Starbucks. That's going to be a half hour. You're going to stand in there for a half hour. You don't want to do that unaltered.
No, you want to have a little weed in you or something.
It's anything. You just don't want to go through that horror unaltered. I mean, just alter yourself slightly and have a great day.
That's why all that stuff is so expensive. You know?
What, in the Starbucks?
Well, no, if weed and pills were just average, they'd be like 50 cents each.
But they're not.
Yeah, they're tough to get because they's good. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
And young man, you don't.
Oh, we already got that
one.
And young man, we don't.
Right.
The Santa diversion and I greed.
Wow.
The Santa diversion and I greed.
No way. No one's going to get that.
Because you got raped. Let's fight the rapist.
Oh, okay, there's an easy
one. That one someone can get.
Because you got raped, let's fight the rapist. Because you got raped, let's fight the rapist.
All right, Sarah in Westwood, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Because you got raped, let's fight the rapist.
Okay, because you got raped, let's fight the rapist?
Bingo!
Like
congratulations! You're going to Danny Bonaducci. You want to go Friday or Saturday?
I'm so excited. How about... Saturday.
You got it. You going to take somebody with you?
I am.
Who do you got?
My boyfriend.
Nice. All right. Take him out to a Danny Bonaducci show.
Sweet.
All right.
Thank you.
Hold on 1 second.
He'll love that.
Yeah. And maybe you guys can get like a four-way going. He's into that. He's trying to get his chick into three-way.
Well, I mean, Tim, please. I mean, Danny's going to be performing. I think he's going to be concerned with the show. Please.
Yeah, but then after the show, they can slide into an Ontario, a nice Ontario hotel, motel, and get into a square.
Oh,
sounds like a fun evening.
Get it going with Danny Partridge.
Yeah.
Oh, God almighty.
2-drink minimum.
Oh, jeez.
All right, what the hell is Danny saying? 520-9710. I'm sorry, what the hell is Jesse saying?
What a horrible thought.
520-9710.
110,000 blacks arrested the last 6 years. 110,000 blacks arrested the last 6 years. 110,000 blacks arrested the last 6 years.
All right, Jimmy in Anaheim, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
110,000 blacks arrested the last 6 years.
I've been arrested 1,000.
What?
I've been arrested 100,000 black men.
Oh, wait. What do you think it is?
I've been arrested 100,000 black men in the last 5 years or something like that.
No way.
No, but that's very close, man.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you guys are the best. I just started listening to you guys. I'm at work right now by myself.
Well, thank you for listening.
I'm pretty stoned, and the guy that just called you depressed,
yeah.
The guy that kept on calling to Whitman.
Yeah.
Hey, he might be depressed, but he's funny as hell.
All right.
There you go. What do you do for a living?
Thank you, sir.
I'm a machinist, CNC machines.
Oh, so you can afford to get stoned because you're not playing with dangerous equipment.
Well, they're pretty dangerous. I shouldn't be actually saying that because hopefully my boss is not hearing me. But
yeah,
you know.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
All right, less weed, more concentration on those machines, buddy.
Hey, you guys are the best.
All right, hold on 1 second, Jimmy. For just the compliment, we're going to give you tickets.
All right, man.
Because you're a new listener.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, hold on 1 second, dude. Hold on 1 second.
We do welcome new listeners.
Guy's got a 7,000-pound machine in front of him, and he's hopped up on the weed, man.
Yeah, well, I don't know what he's taking, but, you know, he's taking something by his own admission.
Enjoying himself. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Here's the Jesse Jackson clip.
110,000 blacks arrested the last 6 years. 110,000 blacks arrested the last 6 years.
Manny in Buena Park, you're on 97.1.
110,000 blacks arrested the last 6 years.
I'm in 10,000 blocks of rusted glass for 6 years.
No.
What?
Not even one word, my brother.
Sorry, dude.
Jose in Corona, you're on 97.1.
110,000 blocks arrested the last 6 years.
110,000 blocks arrested in the last 6 years.
Bingo. Congratulations.
Oh, man, this is dope. I love you guys.
Yeah, you're going to Danny Bonaducci's show, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yup.
All right, hold on 1 second. Jose in Corona, he's going either Friday or Saturday. It's his choice.
I tell you, man.
There he goes. All right. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's the next clip.
Leg us alive.
Ooh, short.
Leg us alive.
I think someone's going to get it.
Leg us alive.
I think.
They got to get it exactly. It's two words.
It's two words, and I think someone has it.
Leg us alive.
Renee in San Clemente, you're on 97.1.
Leg us alive.
How you guys doing? First time caller. I had the last three.
Ah.
This one, I'm not sure about. Something alive.
Yes, you got the second word. What's the first word?
Can I hear it one more time?
No, we don't really.
Leg us alive.
We don't really.
Leg us alive.
Jerry, but the policy is not to play.
Leg us alive.
Jerry, the policy is we don't play it.
Leg us alive. Leg us alive.
Come on, Renee.
Gosh, guys, I don't know it.
Nah.
I don't know this. Goddamn.
All right, dude. For the burden of being named Renee, we're going to give you tickets.
Well, I think it's taken its toll on him, don't you?
Yeah. It's got to be a pain in the ass.
I think
it's
but it's done the trick, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you know, I came out okay.
Okay. All right. Hold on 1 second. That's a burden.
Well, look, I mean, you know, what is mom?
This is my son, Renee, and my daughter, Steve.
When mom and dad name their son Renee, what do they think is going
to
happen?
Well, that's a family name. It's got to be. Let me talk to that guy again. Hey, Renee, is that a family name?
Is it a family name? What do you mean?
Renee, are you named after somebody?
No, I'm not. I often thought what my mom was thinking as well.
All right, hold on. You guys going through life with that. Is Hi, Renee's on the phone. Hey, darling, how are you?
It's me, Renee.
Oh. Sorry. That only happens 10,000 times before noon.
Right.
All right, Peter in Long Beach. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Well, we went through the...
Like I said, live.
He got that one, right?
Did not.
Oh, he did not. We gave him tickets anyway. Okay, all right.
Because we liked his name and he was a first-time caller and all of that.
All right, Peter... you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Like I said, live.
You got anything there, Peter?
Easy. The easiest one yet. He's saying Brian Whitman is a fat ball loser and he's an ass baby.
You know, play back. To it, again. It might be right. The caller might be right.
Like I said, live.
That's definitely it.
What is it?
Brian Whitman is a fat ball ass baby.
No, I thought you said big fat loser.
Ass baby.
Ass baby.
Oh, can I hear it one more time?
Sure.
Like I said, live.
Yeah, you're right. I left out the loser part of that.
Okay.
Time.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks for phoning.
Thank you for playing.
Jason in Ontario, you're on 97.1.
Like I said, live.
Some of these guys hear these clips and they know them right away.
Yeah. Anything there, Jace?
What's up, guys? That first word is tough. I was going to say, Lycus alive.
No. Sorry, dude. Rebecca and Marina Del Rey, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Like I said, live.
Oh, man, luck is alive.
No, that is wrong, baby.
That's a good guess. And by the way, to the caller who said like us alive, it is important to remember the only 97.1 personality that the Reverend Jackson ever makes reference to is Ed Till.
Ed Till.
Right. He doesn't reference Conway and Whitman or Lycus or Frosty, Heidi and Frank or Adam Carolla or Danny.
Ed Till.
Only Ed Till.
Like us alive.
Ed Till.
See?
Adam and Downey are on 97.1.
Like us alive.
Oh, God. Is it like a lizard or something?
No, it's not. Kevin in Thousand Oaks, you're on 97.1.
Like us alive.
Penis.
Is this gonna be a trend now? I mean, is this where we're going to answer the phone and that's, I mean, guys are just going to say that.
It's pretty funny.
And you're going to laugh and you know what's going to happen?
I think it's funny. I'm like one of the, I'm like in third grade,
I know,
still.
But you're going to keep it going.
It doesn't matter. If guys want to call up and say that all night, I'd laugh every time. I enjoy it. All right, here we go.
Like us alive.
Noah in Pasadena, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Like us alive.
Like I said, live?
That is not. No.
Circuit.
Like us alive.
Dustin in Upland, you're on 97.1.
Like it's alive.
Like it's alive.
No, that's not it either. Shut up.
But but guys are coming real close. People are dancing around it, you know?
Right, yeah. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710.
And let's say hello to Chris in San Dumas.
Hello, San Dimas, Rev.
Please, I'm in the middle of a sentence. Hello, Chris. How are
like
things
it's alive
in San Dumas this morning?
But so, you big stud.
All right, you got this clip, dude?
I know exactly what it is, but I'm not going to say because I never want to see Danny Bond do
live.
Oh,
please.
Well, how about we hold back the tickets and we give them to somebody else, but you prove you know what it is.
The Lakers alive.
No, you know, it's not it.
You're wrong, Sam.
All right, Rena in Canoga Park, you're on 97.1. You're the last one up. If you don't get it, we press on.
Lakers alive.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Legacy Alive.
That is exactly right, baby. That's exactly correct.
Hey, Whitman, how are you doing?
All right, baby. You're going to see you want to see Danny Bonaducci on Friday or Saturday night? What night works for you?
I'd like to go Saturday night.
All right, well, I'll be right there.
You called us
you
before.
You will? You promise?
I'll meet
Wait
you.
A minute. Chick has called us before.
She showed up at the Commerce Casino.
Yes, I did.
She was really hot, or she was the hefty one?
No, she's hot. No, hefty. What is this, 1950?
Yeah.
Hefty. Rena, when's the last time you heard the term hefty?
Honestly, I don't know.
Well, when referring to trash bags, like a hefty trash bag. No. She was at Commerce, and she's going to be seeing. But you know what? If I go see Bonaducci, I think I might take some shots from Danny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe it's probably not the best place for me to be. But hold on. We'll figure something out.
Hold on, Rena. We'll give you those tickets.
You know what I mean? If Bonaducci sees me in the audience, he might
take a couple shots of you?
It might take a few swings at me. And then I'll jump up.
I'll bet you if you were in the audience, he wouldn't recognize you. Or me.
Well, then I'd jump up.
He's on stage, got the lights in his face.
Oh, that's right. It's hard to see beyond this third or fourth row.
There.
You know, I'd jump up, I'd neep him, and I would gyrate like he said that guy did it in Vegas. Was that Vegas where that happened?
No, is it Los Angeles, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Santa Monica, 520-9710. Here's a clip. Play it for you a couple times, come back and ask you what he's saying. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.
She makes bad the guy turn out of jail. She makes bad the guy turn out of jail.
Wow. That's hard.
Shut up. I hope you don't take this as an insult, but do you have any clothing that doesn't have skulls on it?
I would not take that as an insult, because if I had clothes that didn't have skulls on them, I would glue skulls on them. That's my favorite thing.
All right, very good.
And so was it.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget, Friday, Danny Bonaduce will be at the Ontario Improv.
Right, and Saturday night, too.
Friday and Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Or 8 and 10 p.m.
Two shows, two nights, so a total of four shows.
Read that correctly.
I think.
Saturday from 7 to 9, Friday, 8 to 10. All right?
Oh,
That's exactly what it says.
Okay. I think it's two shows, because as Manny Carrillo III from programming...
it's not 7 tonight. 7 and 9, then.
Well, no, he explained there's an opening act, and then Danny comes on.
Oh, all right.
So I think the whole show is 2 hours. You know, Danny
just,
should...
Just go down there early and enjoy in Ontario and get some dinner.
Right, and whatever comes...
Some dinner in you.
Whatever comes on the stage, enjoy. That's You know, that's just it. Whatever comes on
Don't F around.
Whatever comes on that stage... Just enjoy it.
Yeah. Go to Ontario Mills. Used to be the Speedway there, and they got a big it's a big deal.
Do you recommend anywhere to eat in Ontario, Tim? Is there a Sizzler?
I'm not that familiar with them. Go to the airport. Eat there.
That's a good idea.
All right. 520-9710. Here we go.
She makes bad the guy turn out of jail. She makes bad the guy turn out of jail.
What?
I ate once, by the way, in that airport.
I have, too. I like that airport.
It's upstairs?
Yeah.
It's decent.
Got a beer up there.
You see, can sit there. I think they have waiter service and everything. Well, I had a hamburger. It was decent.
She makes bad the guy turn out of jail. She makes bad the guy turn out of jail. She makes bad the guy turn out of jail.
It's a difficult clip.
All right, let's talk to Beth in Costa Mesa. Beth, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
She makes bad the guy turn out of jail.
Oh, my God. It's something trip out the jail.
Hmm.
Oh, my God. I've been waiting for almost an hour.
Beth.
Putting off my dinner. Come on. Give me some tickets.
For which night?
Friday.
Yeah. Can you do that, Gina? All right. We'll send you the prize booth.
Well,
right?
By the way, what's for dinner?
Probably cereal.
Cereal?
Yeah.
You hate cooking, or there's no man in the house?
Well, the man is out playing poker at Hawaiian Gardens right now, and I just got home from work, so.
Oh, you got a guy with a monkey, huh?
Yep.
Boy.
He'll like to go, too.
That's why there's cereal at home. Guy comes home, you know, 1,200 down.
Or macaroni and cheese.
Oh. All right, you're very understanding.
Thank you.
All right, take care of yourself, Beth.
Thanks.
All right,
thank you, baby.
All right, Linda in Tarzana, you're on 97.1.
She makes bad the guy turn out of jail.
I get the hard one. She should be glad the guy got out of jail.
No.
That's not right.
No. Oh, that's close.
You're right. You did get a hard one, but that's not correct.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, baby.
Okay, thanks.
There she goes. Dinah in West Covina, you're on 97.1.
She makes bad the guy turn out of jail.
Dinah. That's another tough name to go through life as a chick.
Are you kidding?
Oh, babo.
Dinah?
Yeah.
Vagina?
It's also the song, too.
I know.
Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow that hole? I hear that every day. All right, the clip is
she'd be proud to get out of church, not out of jail.
She'd be proud to get out of church, not out of jail.
No, she'd be proud to get out of church, not out of jail.
Oh, I thought it was she'd be expected
I think he wrote expected. I think it's proud, though.
She makes proud to get out of church, not out of jail.
It is proud
to get out of church, not out of jail.
Right.
All right, congratulations to all the winners. Sorry for all the losers.
To those who remain on hold who did not have an opportunity to play, may we direct you to 971freefm.com or conwayandwhitman.com. You can play the What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say home game, which is available online anytime if you've got a Jesse Jackson Jones.
Enjoy yourselves. All right, coming up, a brand new top 10 list from David Letterman. News at 9 and then strippers at 10. What an evening! It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. It's like KBC, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, give it up. Sucker. Give it up. Give it up. Belize. What?